You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town. So now I'm talking to Sian Walker, who is one of the owners of the 34 Pepper Street Cafe, funny enough, on Pepper Street in Nantwich. Quite a new cafe, been there about 2.5 years. Sian, lovely to talk to you. How are you doing?
We're doing okay, Liz. We're adapting.
Yeah.
Trying to keep busy, yeah. Not eating too much.
Oh, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? There's some good habits forming during lockdown, but some very bad habits also forming in my house, I would say. So 34 Pepper Street, tell us about it. Where did that come about?
Yeah, so we are next door to the post office down Pepper Street. Lots of people in Nantwich will remember us as McCormick's, mm-hmm. one of the first cafes to ever open in Nantwich. So we took over about 2.5 years ago and refurbished in June. So we're coming up to our kind of refurbished birthday in June. We took a lot of the existing offers that McCormick's have, which are kind of freshly baked takeaway, filled baguettes and salads and hot roast and that sort of thing. And then we just built on it, built on the menu and came up with some new ideas.
And tell me about some of those new ideas that you've done. You've had various evenings there and functions.
Yeah, we really, and it's actually part of the business that we really enjoy, which is we host private parties. So we've had lots of birthday parties and baby showers and that sort of thing. We had our first wedding last year, which was amazing. But we also do set evenings. We have comedy nights, which always sell out. So we have comedy nights and we have live music. We're becoming quite a big venue for, you know, the jazz fest when it returns.
Yeah.
So that's kind of all of the extras that we've been doing. But the first thing we actually did was to get fully licensed so that we can sell alcohol. So that has made quite a big difference to Pepper Street.
Yes. We do like our gin in Nantwich, don't we?
We love gin.
So during lockdown then, you literally did shut up shop completely, didn't you?
We did. As everybody knows, it was just the most bizarre scenario. We were there in the morning and by the end of the day telling the staff that it's, you know, time to go home. And we spent a lot of time working out the best thing to do. We're a takeaway anyway, but we do also have a sandwich delivery van. So it felt like that was kind of the logical way to go, watching lots of places doing deliveries and takeouts. But actually, we decided to just sit on it for a little while because we were also very conscious that we didn't, the last thing that we wanted to do was to increase the spread of coronavirus. And, you know, the idea of locking down for longer or potentially a second lockdown was actually more of a threat than sitting back and just not going immediately into doing takeaway. So that's really the reasoning behind waiting. Certainly feel like we are chomping at the bit to get back, to get back in there, which is why we set up kind of our, you know, revival plan over the next few weeks.
So what does that look like then? What can we expect in opening times and social distancing procedures? What have you got in store?
Yeah, so we've started already with a big deep clean, and we've also got protective covers up all the way down the counter. We're lucky enough, I think, to have one, if not the largest cafe bar in Nantwich. So we have got lots of space, which we've been able to play around with. So we've set up a kind of a queuing in and queue and leaving socially distanced within the cafe, so people haven't got to queue outside.
Okay.
And we are really, the open plan kitchen is really set up for immediate takeaway. So things that we're changing slightly, we will be introducing more pre-prepared baguettes and salads so that people are able to just grab something and go. Then we've also set up a waiting area that will be distanced, so people will be able to go and sit down and, you know, wait for their items to be called, as well as kind of the pre-ordering and collection times that people can arrange in advance.
Been busy
and just been reorganizing our takeaway menu so that actually it incorporates more of our eat-in dishes as well, so that it's a bit more of a substantial takeaway offering that we've got. And then, of course, which I'm sure people will be delighted to hear, our Yorkshire pudding wrap will be back. we'll be having our roast back, but we have given it a lot of thought on how we can make it work. And actually, funnily enough, I'm quite excited because I think it may design a new way of 34 Pepper Street operating all round.
Yeah.
I think, because it's just given us some time to refresh and relook at everything again.
Yeah.
So the new menu that we've got coming out is being kind of printed as we speak. So that will be very exciting. And then we're going to be doing picnic boxes as well for people. So we've been used to doing outside catering and lots of buffets for companies. So we've just incorporated that into these takeaway picnic boxes that families and friends can collect and, you know, take away and go and, you know, sit somewhere and enjoy together, sort of thing as well.
I found with these interviews I've been doing with lots of the traders now, everybody 100% has adapted. Everybody has shown resilience and shown flexibility and taken on new opportunities and come out in many ways with new skills, new websites, new ways of working. That can only be a positive for us. So let's hope.
You know, I was sat with my business partner, Katie, across the cafe. And actually, I think one of the things with these small businesses in Nantwich in particular is that most of the owners are, you know, they're working in there. You know, there isn't this kind of luxury of overseeing.
Yeah.
You know, we are well and truly in the thick of it. And me and Katie certainly are at Pepper Street. So when you're kind of running 100 miles an hour all the time, you know, it's hard to look in. And I think that these few weeks have given us an opportunity to really look in and take some time over what it is that we're going to do, which has been, you know, really beneficial.
Yeah, definitely. Good stuff. So plans for opening up, you've talked about you've got a good one-way system. Timings, have you got that? Is that going to be a sort of movable feast at the moment? Or
it is a little bit. We're thinking at the moment that we're looking to potentially to do Thursday through to Monday.
Okay.
With maybe a slightly earlier close on the Sunday, because our breakfasts are very popular. So to have them available on the Sunday morning will be great as well.
Yeah.
And then we're conscious that there's quite a few places that already close on a Monday. So we thought if we can, you know, open our doors up on a Monday, it will give people a another option there.
Yeah.
And then it will just be play it by ear, you know, see how we go.
Good stuff. So finally, contact details, Facebook, phone numbers, what do you want people to get you by?
Yeah, so we're 34 Pepper Street on Facebook, and we also have 34pepperstreet.co.uk is our website. Our website's currently being updated so that you will be able to order through there as well.
Good.
And then our number is 01270 628 451, where we can take prepayments and pre-orders for anything. But really, Facebook is definitely, you know, the most up-to-date and in the moment place to find us, really.
Good stuff. Interestingly, again, it's something that each of the traders I've spoken to, Facebook is still very much the way forward. Maybe we're all a bit older. I keep hearing kids say, oh, Facebook is for old people, but we all love it, so that's fine.
That's just that we're old. I think that might be true, Liz.
Excellent. Long may it continue. So thank you very much indeed, Sian.
And
best of luck with everything reopening. I look forward to seeing you in town, and I'll be coming in with some posters to stick up in your windows soon as well.
That's great. Lovely. That's lovely. Thanks, Liz.
You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin, and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town.